Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Drifted by a mountain, sit in a light, Leonard Bernstein, he and Matt Brass, that Lenny Bruce and Lester Bang, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic patriarchs, slam, boom, that's right,
right, it's the
the one person that can make you feel fine, even if it is the end of the world. Barb Adams.
Welcome back. You're on America Now. I'm Barb Adams. Thanks for joining me. Well, during this segment, the topic of discussion will be the economic truths you need to know to be an effective investor negotiator. While economic science has gathered a vast amount of data that would be worth a lot to most investors, most Americans invest as if this body of scientific knowledge did not exist. So says my guest this hour, Stephen G. Blum. He's written an empowering book entitled Negotiating Your Investments: Use Proven Negotiation Methods to Enrich Your Financial Life. Stephen Blum has been teaching in the Department of Legal Studies and Business Ethics at the Wharton School of Business of the University of Pennsylvania since 1994. He's also been a visiting professor at the ELBA Graduate Business School in Athens, Greece, for more than a decade. In addition to teaching semester-long courses for undergraduate and MBA students, he's taught in Wharton executive education programs, lectured and consulted widely, and frequently leads seminars and educational forums. Of all the different aspects of his career, though, Steve takes most pride in his role as teacher. He's five times won the William G. Whitney Award for outstanding teaching at Wharton. If you'd like lots more information, please visit his website, negotiatingtruth.com. Steve, welcome back to America Now.
Well, Barbara, it's so good to be with you again. Thank you.
You know, last time, you know, we discussed how to become a more effective investor negotiator. But this time, Steve, you're going to be talking about the economic truths of being an effective investor. In your book, you've broken down the knowledge accumulated by economists into three categories. What are those categories, Steve, and how do we use that knowledge?
Well, As you said in your kind introduction, economists know a great deal. Now, there are things they don't know, and they know they don't know them. For example, no economist really knows what the market is going to do next week or next month or even next year. But they do know a great deal about the long term, and they know a lot about how markets work. So probably the place we ought to start is this sort of counterintuitive notion that almost all economists will agree with, that nobody can really beat the market averages. Now, that may require a little bit of explanation, but what it amounts to is the idea of picking stocks and saying this one is better than that one will not end up absent random chance with making more money from the stock.
So what I'm hearing you say then, Steve, there aren't any so-called secret ways to beat the market, especially that are legal, right?
Well, that's right. And when you say that are legal, as I point out in the book, insider information really will beat the market, but insider information is illegal, and it'll get you sent to jail. And we know of at least a couple of celebrities who we've read about who went to jail because, you know, they were done the favor of being given illegal inside information and they traded on it. But there are no secrets that are legal to beat the relevant benchmark index. But that's the bad news. But the good news is it's very easy now to match the market or to match a benchmark within the market and to capture that return. So I realize that plain English might help. And so let's say it another way. If the stock market goes up and brings returns through doing so, you can capture that return. You can have that much of a gain. But what economists know you can't do is do better than that. Now, I would expect anybody listening to say, what do you mean you can't beat the market? Lots of people beat the market, and of course mm-hmm. they do. But they're beating it is just a reflection of random chance. As I point out in the book, if we took a room full of 100 people and asked them to flip heads, 50 of them could do it. If we asked those 50 to do it a second time, 25 could do it. A third time, 12 could do it. A fourth time, 6 could do it. A fifth time, 3 could do it. And we'd have one person who flipped heads 6 times in a row. But that's not skill. That's not something you'd ever want to pay for. What that is the playing out of random chance.
Huh, very so interesting.
Probably the best thing to do, and I'm not the only one who says this, among the most prominent people who've said it are Warren Buffett. For the typical investor, the smartest thing to do that's going to get you the best return is to simply buy an index fund of some sort, could be an ETF or an index fund, that matches the market rather than tries to beat it. Because if you have to pay somebody to try to beat it, and all economists know that it can't be beaten, you're essentially paying somebody to do something that can't be done. You don't want to do that. You're throwing your money away.
So what I'm hearing you say, Steve, is we really need to shift our perspective on how we think about this. Because so many people out here who are not, you know, financial advisors or in the markets ourselves or economists, you know, we hear, beat the market. And we often hear about how certain investors, quote, do beat the markets. But I'm hearing you say the markets are rational. So therefore, what we need to do is not so much worry about beating them, but just stay with them, and especially for the long term.
That's exactly right, Barb. Let me tell you a story. Over the many, many years when I have tried to explain what I'm saying, in my explanations would come mention of Professor Eugene Fama of the University of Chicago. And when I'd be telling people about rational market hypothesis, I'd say, you know, Professor Fama taught this in the 1960s, and someday he'll probably win the Nobel Prize. Well, last year, Professor Fama did win the Nobel Prize, which is, in a sense, a recognition that what he taught us a fairly long time ago is accepted science.
Fascinating. But what about, like, doing research on individual companies before investing? Would that help?
It turns out that can't really help. And let me tell you a story to try to illustrate that point. Let's do it this way. Let's say that one of my bright young students leaves Wharton and goes to work for a great, big, important Wall Street company, firm, and they're an analyst. They're researching the company. So let's say that they write a research report, and it says that company ABC is deeply undervalued. It's a very valuable company, and it's worth more than its stock suggests. So as I always tell students who I make this point to, who reads that young person's report first? And the answer is her boss at the big company. Her boss has clients, and her boss turns to their clients and says, you should buy ABC Company. And as they do, it forces the price up. Who reads the report next? The other people at the company she works for. And they all have clients. And they all begin buying. Who reads it next? Other insiders on Wall Street. I shouldn't use the word insiders. But other people on Wall Street. And their clients begin buying it. And the point is, this report pushes the price up. And it continues to rise until it gets to the proper point at which it's no longer an undervalued stock.
Huh, very fascinating. Yeah, because most of us think about, well, if we just do our homework, we can pick the good ones. All right, we'll continue this discussion on negotiating your investments with Stephen Blum after the break.
knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half-ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter-ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
You're listening to Empowering Talk Radio, right here on America Now with Barb Adams.
Welcome back. You're listening to America Now. My guest this hour is Stephen G. Blum. We are discussing how to negotiate your investments for better returns. And it seems like everything I'm asking right now, Steve, is like, nope, doing the homework, doing this, doing that, isn't really going to help you. So, okay.
Right. Let's talk about something that really can help you.
Yeah.
And that economists know very well will help you. And that is the concept of diversification. The idea of buying some of a lot of different things that behave differently in different economic climates. So it seems to me that the concept is as simple as put the old folk idea of putting your eggs in many different baskets, so that if you drop one, you only lose a little bit. Well, diversification works that way, and economists can prove that it is a way to reduce risk without reducing expected return. That's why I call it the only free lunch in all of economics.
Hmm.
So you want to diversify effectively, and in the present, in light of all the different financial instruments available, it's not hard to do.
So we should be then diversifying across all asset classes. And what would those asset classes be, Steve?
Well, some of the major asset classes that we think about are stocks, bonds. I like to talk about inflation-protected bonds. I like to think of it as a separate asset class from normal bonds. So those are different asset classes. Real estate, but in particular, we probably want either mutual funds or real estate investment trusts that that are low cost, but that invest in many, many different properties of many different types, because we want diversification within the instrument as well as using the instrument to diversify our whole portfolio. And then, of course, there's what economists call cash, but we don't tend to call cash. We tend to call it things like money market instruments or bank accounts. And then there's one last asset class, and, you know, people have been investing for a very long time, since ancient history, in things. And the one we think about the most and hear about the most is gold. But there are many different such commodities, and probably the best way to invest in them is to invest in a fund that in turn buys a lot of different companies that work with or own the various different commodities. So that's a handful of asset classes for us. But at this point, I have to say, well, how do you diversify within an asset class? So let's talk about stocks for a minute. You want large company stocks and small company stocks and middle company stocks. But also you want them not only from companies in the United States, but you want them from companies in other countries and other economies. And usually the way we break that down is international, which refers to the large and developed economies such as Western Europe and Japan, and a category usually called emerging markets. And these are the less developed economies. And just off the top of our heads, we can think of countries like Mexico and Thailand and maybe South Africa. And then there's the famous BRICS, and BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, and China. So there's a world to invest in, and what you want are instruments that are going to allow you to invest essentially in everything at very, very low cost.
So, Steve, when we're thinking about all of these things that we need to be investing in, is it best to try to do it ourselves, or if you're not really that confident, should we go to someone, say, such as yourself, who has a firm who advises people? And how do you know who's really giving you the best advice?
Well, that's the hard question, Barb, but let's try to take a shot at it. If you could get wonderful help with this, and that help was free, then you'd want the help.
Oh, yeah.
However, the problem is that the guidance and the help costs money. And what you need to make sure of is that the value that's being created for you through this help is much greater than the cost of the help. Well, that sounds like a pretty easy equation to do, except. And the except is that our financial services industry has developed in a way that really hides the ball on how much it really costs us. So what I would say is I would say that your listeners have two choices. One is to learn about this stuff for themselves and do it themselves, and in so doing, keep in their own pockets the money that would go off for the guidance. But it's pretty complicated, and a lot of people, this isn't their cup of tea, and they don't want it to become their hobby. Those people want to look for good guidance. But now the question becomes, and how do we know the guidance is good? And let me suggest that there are a couple things you need from an advisor or a guide to be good for you. And the first of these is going to be that they really know their stuff, that they really have the skill, the education, the background, the knowledge to do a good job. But the second of these, and perhaps even more important, is that they're going to use that knowledge and skill for your benefit rather than their own. And this is the tricky part. There's an industry out there that knows a tremendous amount, but the problem is they tend to look at their clients more as a source for them to make money off of and less as the object of their duty and their safekeeping and their caregiving. And I tried to deal with this in my book in chapter 17 talks about professionalism, which is the way I have chosen to define this question of the person who knows what they're doing and uses that knowledge for the benefit of their client and only for the benefit of their client. So in the book, we talk about, chapter 14 talks about conflicts of interest. Chapter 15 talks about asymmetric information, a fancy economist's way of saying, boy, they know a lot more than you do, and that leaves you vulnerable to being taken advantage of. And what you have to find is somebody who has such high ethical and professional standards that they wouldn't even dream of taking advantage of the fact that they have more knowledge than you, which leads to chapter 16, who can you trust? So I expect I've opened up a difficult series of questions and inquiries, Barb.
Yeah, you have, Steve. And we'll continue this discussion on how to negotiate your investments and help keep a little more money in your own pocket here on America Now after the break. Stay with us.
Homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hi, it's John Dow Jr., author of the book Heroes, Mentors, and Friends. And you're listening to my hero, mentor, and friend, Barb Adams, on America Now.
Welcome back. You're listening to America Now. We're learning to negotiate our investments with my guest, Stephen G. Blum. And Steve, you know, right before the break, we were talking about, you know, finding that person who is very ethical to help us learn how to invest our monies for our best financial outcomes. And you mentioned, who can you trust? So tell us more.
Well, the issue of trust is a tough one, but what we end up concluding is, you know, economists have an expression, they say, incentives matter. What we want to do is look at how people are incentivized and trust those who have strong incentives to be trustworthy and avoid trusting those whose incentives would take them in another direction. And the classic example is, if you look for advice from somebody who makes different amounts of money depending on what you invest in, they're going to tend to follow their incentives and try to guide you to the more expensive investments because they make more money from them. And that is not what you want. So try to examine their incentives, but we're going to get a shortcut here because a lot of people ask me, and I know, Barb, you wanted to talk some about what are the kinds of investments that are not a good idea and should be avoided? And in fact, that gives us a clue as to whether we want to work with somebody in the financial services industry. Basically, are they leading us to the wisest and lowest cost investments, or are they leading us to the unwise and often very expensive investments?
So what are some of those things we need to be avoiding then, Steve, and how do we learn to minimize the cost? Those are two key questions right there.
kinds of investments that we think about making very frequently are, for example, mutual funds, which is a fund. It's a little company that does nothing but hold other investments. A lot of people invest in mutual funds, not only for their regular brokerage accounts, but in their 401ks and IRAs, even in 529 plans for helping to send children to college. Well, it turns out that these types of investments have different expense structures, and to put it plainly, their costs are all over the lot. So imagine that we were comparing between a mutual fund that charged 0.2% per year as an internal operating fee, and another one that charged 1% per year, which is to say five times as much, and still another that had a sales charge of 4.75% when you bought it and charged 1% in internal operating fees, and then another one that had a 4.75% sales charge and charged 2% in internal operating fees. Well, the last one is dramatically more expensive than the first one we mentioned by a factor of many times. Why would anybody invest in the expensive one? Well, the answer is somebody's going to try to convince you that it does better, that somehow it performs better, and therefore it's worth the extra cost. But go back to what we said earlier, the teachings of Professor Fama, the concept that I said every economist knows, that actually the choosing of this stock instead of that one, it can't be done. And therefore, the very high-priced investment vehicles, you're paying for essentially nothing. So the first lesson ends up being you want diversified investment vehicles like mutual funds or ETFs, but you want the very low-cost one. So that's where we start. But from there, we can say there's a whole lot of instruments that parts of the financial services industry try to sell people that are, I would argue, are distinctly unwise. So, number one, you want to avoid these. And number two, anybody who's trying to sell you them, I think, is somebody you want to seriously consider whether you really want to work with such a person. It's kind of an indicator they might not have your best interests at heart. So let's go down a list. One of the categories I want to mention as not a terribly good idea are various kinds of annuity products. And in particular, they're called variable annuities. Lately, they've started to be called equity-indexed annuities. But these are extremely expensive and extremely complicated sort of arrangement for essentially investing in the same stock and bond investments that you could get much, much cheaper. So that's something I want to warn people about. These complex annuity investments. What about hedge funds? We all hear about hedge funds. Mm-hmm. If only we were rich enough.
Yeah.
But actually, hedge funds are phenomenally expensive, and their claim is, quote unquote, they do better. But I would argue that what they do is make very, very big bets with people's money. And the big bet is kind of heads I win and tails you lose, right? The hedge fund does well, then you would run around telling all your friends they should invest, and the hedge fund manager would become, it's not hyperbole to say, a billionaire. And if the hedge fund does very badly, they lose your money, not their own. Hedge funds are typically charged 2% per year, fully 20 times what we talked about before for an inexpensive mutual fund, and 20% of the profits, of the gain. Way too expensive, very unwise. Another category that sometimes people try to sell us are derivatives like puts and calls, options. They're not a good idea. One of my favorite financial writers says, play long enough and you will lose all your money. Not at all a good idea. and I'm going to conclude by saying any very, very complicated financial instrument where you can't really understand it, but actually directly or indirectly, the geniuses on Wall Street are taking a big cut because they're geniuses. You don't want that, because that big cut that they're taking is going to reduce the return by that amount.
Yeah.
So complexity is usually not your friend in this deal, and it's very expensive.
All said, Steve, suppose I'm contemplating two very similar stocks with expected returns that would basically be about the same. How would I determine which one to invest in, or do I invest in both of them?
Well, I think the answer is you invest in both, Barb. It's the diversification we were talking about. As you point out, the expected return on the two stocks of similar size and industry in the same region, the expected return theoretically is the same. And the question of which one is going to do better when we look back 10 years from now is going to be determined by unpredictable and unexpected events. Well, think about those words, unpredictable and unexpected. Nobody can predict the unpredictable. So the answer is you're going to want both. But pushing that logic further, the answer turns out to be you're really going to want a fund that is extremely low cost, that instead of investing in those two, invests in all of them, as in all the stocks in the United States. How about that? Think of how much more diversification you're getting if you buy a fund that invests in everything. Why would you ever want to buy just one or two stocks?
Yeah, it makes total sense when you put it that way, Steve. All right, we will continue this discussion with Stephen Blove on negotiating your investments here on America Now.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, it's John Dow Jr., author of the book Heroes, Mentors, and Friends. And you're listening to my hero, mentor, and friend, Barb Adams, on America Now.
We're learning to negotiate our vestments tonight here on America Now with my guest, Stephen G. Blum. His book is Negotiating Your Investments: Use Proven Negotiation Methods to Enrich Your Financial Life. Stephen, you know, we've been talking about all these things, but I think one of the most important things that many people really overlook is our risk, you know, our tolerance for risk. How important is it that we need to be honest with ourselves about our risk tolerances?
Well, it's tremendously important, Barb. And one of the things I've noticed in practice is that people get very willing to take risk during good times or during periods when the market has been up for a long time, and there's a tremendous tendency to fool ourselves. And it is critically important to not take too much risk. And let me give you a little working definition of too much risk. If people are invested in a portfolio, particularly of stocks, they need to not own more stock or a higher percentage of their portfolio of stock than would meet the following. On the day when the market has been down day after day, week after week, and the headline on the paper is as big as you can imagine a headline being, saying, and it says, sky is falling, markets are finished, it's all over, can they not sell at that point? Because needless to say, that's absolutely the worst moment to sell. That's when everybody is panicking and when things have fallen drastically, and you mustn't sell then. So it is very important to keep the proportion of risky, such as stock investments, in your portfolio at such a percentage that on that darkest and stormiest day, you can stay the course.
I'm hearing you about the stay the course, and I've noticed that. You know, why is it that over these very long periods of time, it always seems to be the stocks that are usually the highest returning asset class, even though they seem to be some of the most volatile?
Well, they are the most volatile, but economists expect them to be the highest returning over long periods, as you pointed out. Here's why. What a stock really is ownership in a company. And what a company really is the coming together of people and machines and capital, meaning money, to try to make money. Now, do they always succeed? No. Sometimes companies fail. But if going back to what we said earlier, if you own them all, the vast majority of them do make money. That's what they're trying to do. They usually, but not always, succeed. And so the best way to invest is to own these money-making enterprises. But, of course, there are dry periods, and there are times when, even though they're making money, markets fall because people got too enthused and bid up the prices too high. But if you can think of the average over a very long period of time, it is reasonable to expect that stocks will do best, and it is reasonable to expect that if you own them all, you will have diversified away the risk that you make a mistake. So, you know, if you 15 years ago, if you bought Enron stock, you lost everything. But if you bought a mutual fund that owns everything, maybe 1% of your holdings were in Enron stock, and your loss from it was small enough that you barely noticed it.
So what about, can we use time then, Steve, to further diversify?
Well, that is something I am very fond of. It's a concept. It's very often called dollar cost averaging. And it amounts to this. If you have a chunk of money and you want to buy stocks with it tomorrow, what's the big risk? The big risk is that the day after tomorrow, just next week, is the big fall and that you'll lose a great deal. However, if you buy a little bit at a time, over time, month after month, you buy a little bit, then you're guaranteed that you will not have put all of your money into the diversified stock portfolio at the wrong moment. In fact, you'll tend to get the average price instead of what might be the high price. So I'm a huge believer in buying the same small amount over periods, and a classic period is month after month. Now, if you think about it, you'll realize lots of us do this automatically, because if it's coming out of our paycheck to, say, to go into our 401k retirement account, we're in fact buying month after month after month, and this will afford a certain measure of safety that will allow us to take a little more risk than if we were just dumping it all in at once.
Okay. I'm thinking about all of this in terms of diversifying, you know, with the stocks and the bonds and even an annuity. I know it's not a good idea with the variable, but say through, like, say, something like TIAA CREF, which I have, having been on faculty here at the university.
No.
I have a set annuity. Is that something different than from a variable that is okay to have?
Well, you know, the short answer is yes. But the long answer is, this is an extremely complicated area, and unfortunately, the industry has played upon using the word annuity to add to the confusion. So the word annuity simply means a stream of payment. But some of these variable annuity products that I talked about earlier amount to a company saying, give us a big chunk of money, let's say $100,000, and we'll give you a series of promises. Those promises are expressed in a 40-page document that's so complicated that not only can't you understand it, but your lawyer can't either. That's clearly unwise. So a simple stream of payments may not be a bad idea, but it probably is another hour to explain how to parse the difference between a series of promises that are too expensive and unwise, and a very simple and straightforward stream of payments that may be okay.
Okay, well, to be continued on that one perhaps another time. You know, I also remember being told at one time, Steve, that bonds were safer, per se, than risky stocks. But what's the truth about that one?
Well, the truth about that one is, first of all, they're very risky bonds. They're usually called junk bonds. Let's just toss them aside and say they're too risky. But the next question with bonds is, if you're talking about safe bonds, let's talk about U.S. Treasury obligations, which are considered the safest investment in the world. But the danger here is that it is a danger of inflation and changing interest rates, and that danger can be measured by how long is the period before we get our money back, which is sometimes referred to as the duration of the bond, or we could say the date to maturity of the bond. But if the bond is going to pay your principal back very soon, next year, the year after, 2 or 3 years from now, it does not tend to be very risky. However, if it's going to pay your principal back 30 years from now, there is the potential for it to trade at a dramatically lower price than you're paying for it now if interest rates rise sharply.
All right, Steve. So what I'm hearing you say about all of the stuff we've talked about tonight, it's really best to invest my time on what's known rather than that random chance. So right now we've got a little bit of time left. I'd like for you to kind of sum all this up quickly and give us your final thoughts. And also, please, tell the listeners where to get your book and more information.
Okay, Barb. Well, I guess to sum up is to say I'm a teacher. I'm a teacher at heart, and it's kind of why I wrote the book. Is to try to help people to learn what they need to know. And so that's how I want to sum up. Do your homework and learn more, because it will pay you back more handsomely than you can imagine. Read my book. Read other books written by smart academics. Read books by Professor Burton Malkiel, who retired from Princeton. Read books by John Bogle, the founder of Vanguard. But read and learn rather than trusting unwisely. Please take a look at my book if you're up for it. It's Negotiating Your Investments. It's available from Amazon. Go to my blog site, which is www.negotiatingtruth.com. You can link to my book from there. I also blog about every week or every other week, and I've tried to offer other insights into this. Peruse it. And see if you can't raise your knowledge level, and it will help you to be skeptical where you should be skeptical, to trust only those you really should be trusting, and to understand more so that when you're engaged in a discussion about what decisions to make, you can really hold your own well.
Steve, thanks so much for joining me this evening. Appreciate all the great knowledge. All right, everybody, America Now continues.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.